Right now, the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Super Center.
You still giggling about Dusty May?
Man, I love Dusty May. Yes. I'm so glad he's here.
Do people even know what he sounds like?
Yeah, I think so.
You didn't sound people fully listen. Convinced
no,
there.
No, people listen to the station. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Okay. We've talked about this guy before, and I know the ticket has covered his trials and tribulations. Carl McDaniel. You may not remember the name, but you remember the video.
Carl McDaniel.
He's the old man that was tossed in the air by the bison.
That's the guy who's going to restart. He got jacked.
He's only 65. I thought that guy was like 80.
He looked like he was in his 60s. He just has a Santa Claus beard.
And doesn't he have the Amish Santa Claus beard? Did he have did he have the mustache part?
Oh,
I don't know. You know how Amish do the
mustache?
The longer chin strap kind of beard looking thing?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no offense. And it's always weird when on the back of their horse-drawn carriages, they have that triangle. That's the only part that looks like it's not from the 1880s.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the reflector triangle?
Yeah, the reflector on the back of it. It looks weird. Okay. Do the Amish have it right?
Maybe.
Like, did the Amish look ahead in 1890 and see the iPhone and say, you know what? We're going to stop the technology right about here for us. We're fine. We good.
Yeah, they're missing out on the whole AC thing. But
do they not use any? Well, they use electricity, right?
I think so.
George is raising his eyebrows. And I'm not convinced George is wrong.
How else can they charge their electronic buggies?
No, they don't have electronic buggies.
Well, like in their buggies, though. I think Dave Chappelle did a routine on this.
They have GPS in their buggies?
He stops and talks to an Amish guy driving his buggy that sometimes he has to tell him, hey, hold on, let me turn down my air conditioner.
In the buggy?
No, as he's talking to the guy, that's what he's saying. They're missing out on AC. Yeah, because he has to turn down his.
Yes, now certainly if the Amish don't have air conditioning, then I'm not so sure.
Well, maybe they
do
in their homes, but they certainly don't in their buggies when they're driving those down the road and it's 95.
I just want to know if they have electricity or whether they think that electricity is from devil. I know they don't do cars, do they, at all? Like, you never see one tooling around in a mid-80s MR2.
And the documentary Witness, I don't think they had electricity. Didn't Harrison Ford have a lantern?
Yeah, see, that's what I'm thinking. I don't remember them having electricity in that movie, which is my primary source of Amish information.
According to AI.
Saw Kelly McGillis's up tops in that.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
According to AI, research indicates the Amish report higher levels of life satisfaction and fewer feelings of sadness compared to the general public.
See there?
Maybe they do have it right.
They don't have the technology blues all the time of sitting there and scrolling for 3 hours and then throwing the phone down on the couch beside you in disgust going, I just wasted time and I just feel sick in my soul.
Right.
We can't help it. But they don't have so they don't drive cars and they don't have air conditioning in their buggies. What do they do all day?
Build furniture.
If they don't
build furniture, yeah.
If they don't scroll, why don't they just buy furniture?
Like, they like making it.
Like, couldn't they just go to the Amish outlet and buy the furniture? I mean, if they insist on having Amish furniture.
Yes. Eventually that cycle would run dry.
All they do is barn raise and make furniture.
Yeah.
And they have that really weird tradition of Rumspringa, which short-circuited my brain.
Wasn't there a documentary on that long, long time ago?
Yeah. I'd love to go back and revisit that.
Yeah. Because I just saw parts of it, I think.
Now, I'm probably going to get this wrong because I had no idea we were going to do Amish talk this morning, but I think Rumspringa is when they turn 16, each Amish kid is given a free pass, a free moral pass to where they can go crazy.
Go to New York City, have at it.
Have at it. They can drink and they can do all this crap around their family, which is insane. And the parents just don't say anything, and they have this 1 year to experience, to live deliciously and experience the all the vices of the world. And then after the end of that year, they can decide whether they want to remain Amish or go and just let the world give them constant orgasms.
Also, according to AI, the Amish do use electricity, but it's very strict in its usage. They don't allow their membership to connect to public utility grids. They generate their own power using solar panels, generators, and batteries.
Huh. Where are you getting your
energy? So they can use an internal combustion engine with a generator.
Mm. Yeah, that would seem to be a violation. Yeah.
That's also, that sounds like some new add-ons to their rules, because they haven't had solar panels for that long.
I know it, yeah. Something's questionable about that.
And don't a lot of the kids come back? I mean,
I think that the retention rate is like 90%.
Yeah.
It's really high.
Isn't that amazing?
At the end of the year, after they're partied out and so hungover, they're like, oh, I just want to get back to family and just eating organic food. And just, it's just, that makes more sense.
They got tired of
the human animal.
What? Yeah. They got tired of cheeseburger.
You're exactly right. The retention rate is somewhere between 85 and 90%.
Wow. Which is unbelievable.
It's amazing.
Yeah. We do need to go back and watch that, because wasn't there tense scenes of like the kids like taunting their parents? Like,
oh, yeah.
Just hammering drinks in front of them. And,
and you're seeing this old Amish man with his chin strap beard.
Yeah, just
pre thrown in the air by a bison. Just sitting there calmly nodding.
All right, back to our guy.
Yeah. Most Amish are pre-bison.
Yes.
Pre.
That's right.
I want that on a t-shirt and see if anybody questions me about it on the street. Hey, can I ask you what that t-shirt means? I notice it says most Amish are pre-bison, and I can't make sense of it. Who are we talking about? Oh, Carl McDaniel, the 65-year-old guy. Did an interview with him. I didn't. They did. They being everyone other than me did
fake
an interview
news
with him. Yeah, that's right, George. Yeah, the fake news did an interview with him. And he fakely told the fake news that the bison hitting him was not the hard part. The horns of the bison hitting his body.
It was landing.
It was the landing.
Hmm. Man, he was, what do you think, 15, 20 feet up in the air?
Yeah. And I think before he hit the ground, there were already Photoshop memes of him with a skateboard under his feet.
He didn't quite land the move.
I mean, he was doing all sorts of X Games type stuff rather than being in the air because of a bison. Because he was trying to land a sick move. Didn't quite nail it. But the grandson's fine. So that's who he's walking with at the time.
And he drew the attention away from his grandson, right? He was
on purpose, you think?
In a way, yeah, I think so. I think,
or just by having the chin strap beard. I don't even know if he had a chin strap beard.
I don't know if he did either. I think,
hold on, let me see.
Like I said yesterday,
what do they call him in the news?
I think he did a pretty good job of getting away from the bison and running around those trees. That was a really good idea.
Yeah, I do too, and it almost seems like it's no, he doesn't have Amish beard. He just has
Santa beard.
His regular non-Amish Santa beard.
What if it was Santa?
It wasn't Santa. Santa could have flown away from that or used some of his
Yoda. He could have Yoda'd the bison.
His Yoda reindeer dust. He would have Yoda'd the bison up into the air.
This is not the Santa you're looking for.
Why did they make Yoda so insubstantial? I never understood that. Even when I was a kid watching Star Wars, I was thinking, you don't make a Jedi Master look built like a fire plug and have all those weird club fingers and walks with a cane. And nothing about him looked very fit. And then it was ridiculous in the later movies and the prequels that came out after. They made him all athletic and jumping around with a lightsaber, and it looks so fake and stupid. Anyway, but Yoda was not protecting post-Bison Santa Claus. Oh my gosh, I'm looking at this still pictures of him 15 feet up in the air in the shape of an X with all his arms and legs sticking out.
That was amazing.
You know what? I think the Bison was pissed off that the guy's going with suspenders and jeans. It seems like suspenders and jeans are just a stupid-looking combo.
He thought he was making fun of the Amish?
What?
By wearing suspenders and...
That the Bison did?
Yeah.
Why would suspenders and jeans be making fun of Amish?
Well, they wear suspenders, don't they?
Yeah, but they don't wear jeans.
Ah, you sure?
I think suspenders should only be part of a formal-looking outfit. You know, like if you're dressed in the 20s and 30s, like those men, they would wear suspenders
or as
with
we call
dress
them,
pants.
As we call them at britches in the men's clothing industry, braces.
Braces?
Those are called braces.
Really?
Not suspenders. We were strictly forbidden from calling them suspenders.
I think braces sounds worse than suspenders.
Sounds like something you get at the dentist.
What are the ones that, the suspenders that go on the legs that hold up your socks? Those are the stupidest looking things that men ever wore.
Yeah, what are the garters?
Maybe.
Are those garters?
I thought garters were the little elastic thing that brides wear around their thighs.
Yeah, maybe.
Which is always a weird moment in a wedding, why the bride is revealing leg in front of her dad and uncles and the groomsmen. That's weird.
Giving everybody a little glimpse of what the groom's about to get that night.
About what he's not going to get that night. I'm just too tired. I just, you know, it's just been, this has been such a long process. And look, I'll just give you a bottle of lotion. Can you handle it?
Gross.
Now, I worked at a high-end clothing store, so braces may be a high-end clothing term.
It doesn't
sound pretty
like
high-end.
Doesn't sound like it. All right, genitals.
No way.
Which is my normal transition for between every story I do. A 27-year-old man is accused of rubbing his genitals on an occupied vehicle and dragging an officer.
What?
During an escaped attempt on an electric bicycle.
Oh my God.
There's a lot of headline here. This happened back on the 15th, and cops received reports of a shirtless man rubbing his genitals on an occupied vehicle in the parking lot. Now, they can't get that call too often. Now, we've got a report of a guy rubbing his genitals on an occupied vehicle.
Just a tip.
So they find the guy who was shirtless and wearing a motorcycle helmet. Okay. The man immediately tried to flee on an electric bicycle. And an officer tries to stop him and was dragged by the e-bike. So the officer's hanging on the edge of this e-bike being dragged by a shirtless guy who's wearing a motorcycle helmet who's got his junk flopping around everywhere.
I find that interesting that an e-bike could drag an adult male.
Nothing but torque.
Must be a powerful e-bike. Must be one of those scooters.
I am thinking of getting an e-bike. And you must be so proud of me.
Well,
I am
really
proud of
going
you
out there just to
that.
Think about it.
Because I'm thinking about it.
Like a true e-bike or those scooters that's all the rage right now with teenagers.
That you stand on?
No, that look like, that's almost a Vespa, but they're called e-bikes.
No, not this one. I'm thinking of one that, well, I don't know.
Like
I haven't
pedal.
Investigated them enough to know what kind of technology's out there. I just know that in my neighborhood, there's a couple teens that come bombing by on these bikes, and they look so fun. It's basically a replacement for a small displacement motorcycle.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's the way they ride these things, and they can do all kinds of tricks.
Really safe.
That's all the rage with kids these days.
Oh, they look so fun.
But that's not a true e-bike. Like, a true e-bike is, it almost looks like a 10-speed,
Yeah, but that's not as fun.
And you actually have to pedal those.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Okay,
so I want a twist and go e-bike thing that has some good speed to it that you can do hood rat stuff on.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds really safe and really good for you.
It's fun, Giorgio. You didn't love riding bikes when you were a kid?
You're not 15 anymore.
We're all 15 in God's eyes.
Somewhere deep in our heart, we're all 15.
Yes.
And yeah, I know.
But that's what I certainly discovered when I got back into riding, was just this is the fun of riding a bike when you were a kid.
Okay.
Why do you just have to harsh my joy all the time?
I support your two-wheeled fun.
Thank you.
Like, I want you to go get another hog, and I want you to get this e-bike.
I don't get hogs,
but thank you. He doesn't need to be doing motorcycles, and he doesn't need to be doing these e-bike
What do you mean
things?
Doesn't need to be doing? He doesn't need to be doing bicycle all the time, and he does bicycle.
He does bicycle. He's been doing it a long time.
Yes. Yes. And what's wrong with that? Nothing.
Nothing.
But it's a childlike activity, not childish, but childlike. It
right.
gives you the freedom and joy of childhood all throughout your life, and right. it's wonderful, George. Mm-hmm. You're just still scarred by the Dr. Oz.
How wonderful!
Dr. Oz called you out on a bicycle.
How wonderful was that when you laid down a Vespa? That was a lot of horsepower he had underneath it. You couldn't even keep that upright.
First of all, your comment sounded very mocking and didn't sound like it was an invitation
very factual.
To a wonderful conversation. That was my fault. That was my fault. I was not respecting the trolley tracks the way I should.
No, that was fun. Cracking your helmet on a train track. That sounds like a blast.
Well, I'm not saying that part was a blast. But
it's all fun and games.
But it's like if you
tell you lay down a Vespa,
fell off a stage once or got shocked by a mic, I go, see there? That's all about, that's what performing live music is all about, Giorgio. That's real fun. You're like, well, wait, you're missing 99.9% of the rest of it.
In that case, yes. In the case of a motorcycle or these ridiculous e-bikes that kids are way out of control on,
they're having fun.
Uh-huh.
Well, they are.
Yeah, they've also had an uptick in
Absolutely.
Terrible accidents, injuries, deaths.
Yes. Yes.
That sounds fun.
And they need to be as safe as they can on it, but we all rode bikes and we did not do it safely.
We didn't have bikes like this.
That's true.
That all of a sudden are going 40 miles an hour.
It is true, but did you ever wear a helmet when you were a kid on a bike?
No.
I never
wasn't
did.
A thing.
I never
didn't wear a seatbelt either.
When you were in a car.
As we talk about on this week's podcast.
Yes.
Okay, we got to run.
The end.